Airchecks.com.
KO at 7:42. Got Tom Pisano of Revere on the phone. You automatically got the Ned Martin autographed baseball just because you're the right caller, Tom. And WRKO has a bunch of prizes to win, including a Sunfish sailboat, mopeds, 10-speed bikes, and the big one, which is the new Fiat Strada. Tom, you can qualify for the drawing if you tell me what person or persons most likely has this license plate. 3XLADY. What do you think it is, guy?
George Harrison.
George Harrison. Good guess, but not the right one, guy. We're going to send you the Ned Martin baseball anyway, though, okay?
All right.
Thanks for listening to RKO and try and stay awake.
Universal Pictures and EMI Films are proud to present one of the most honored films of the year. Winner of the New York Film Critics Awards for Best Picture and Christopher Walken for Best Supporting Actor. The Los Angeles Film Critics Association Award for Best Director and the Golden Globe Award for Best Director. Robert De Niro in The Deer Hunter. Devastating, Life Magazine. Shattering, Stephen Farber, New West. Breathtaking, Vincent Canby, New York Times. Savagely Strong, Charles Champlin, L.A. Times. Meryl Streep gives a smashing film performance. Vincent Canby, New York Times. Christopher Walken in a devastating performance, deserving of an Oscar nod. Rona Barrett, ABC TV. Robert De Niro in The Deer Hunter. The great American film of the year. Arthur Knight, Hollywood Reporter. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian.
I thought the ticket taker was cute. Jordan Regg, WRKO. Now playing at the USAC Charles, Boston, Circle Cinema Brookline, Showcase Woburn, Cinemas Framingham and Braintree, and SAC Danvers. Your Central New England Fiat dealers have it. That's the car that Road and Track hails as the up-to-the-minute super compact with an Italian touch to its styling and an international flavor about its engineering. Your Central New England Fiat dealers have it. The car that Motor Trend calls the first subcompact designed and engineered for the 1980s. It's the 1979 Fiat Strada, another Italian work of art and another great Fiat. Strada, a European performance car with front-wheel drive, gas-saving fifth gear standard, more room than a rabbit, and automatic transmission available. Strada, with a warranty twice as long as most cars carry, a 24-month, 24,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. See your Central New England Fiat dealers for warranty limitations and exclusions, but see them today and test drive the 1979 Fiat Strada. And here's the one that's going to make it for you. Get a free baseball while supplies last at Ken Shana Auto Sales in Haverhill and at Capital City Motors in Concord, New Hampshire. Well, all right there. Jordan Rich at 744, live from Logan at the Weather Service. Jordan.
Yes?
Do the weather, and then I have a particular joke here that was called in just for you.
Okay. It's sunny right now, Charlie. There are some clouds entering the picture as well. You'll notice the temperature difference this afternoon. Right now it's 45 here at Logan. It'll drop back to the 30s this afternoon. It'll be very windy out of the west, and we may catch a sprinkle or two around noontime or early afternoon. Nothing to worry about. Then for the weekend, looks like sunshine all weekend long with rather cool temperatures. The highs 35 to 40 degrees, and as I said, right now 45 at Logan. That's about as high as it's going to go today.
45 at Government Center. We got 42. You're warmer. That's unusual.
I'm always hot.
Well, let's see here. The call came from Darlene in Randolph.
Uh-oh.
And it says here, ask Jordan this one. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino?
I don't know what.
Well, if I know. About a quarter of eight now. What a beautiful day in Boston. Thank you, Jordan. You did a very good job.
You're welcome.
Thanks again for the game yesterday, too.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
How about the $20 you owe me, Charlie?
Get right back, and Maxine Nightingale. She's a little lady from Jamaica and really has a beautiful accent. Really sharp. Right back where we started from. It's the number one song. WRKO, Van Dyke & Company, 748, on the birthday of Merle Haggard. That's right. Today's. I'm surprised you didn't mention that, Jordan. Are you listening in here?
I'm listening in here, Charlie.
You didn't mention it's Merle Haggard's birthday.
Well, shucks, I didn't even know it was his birthday.
I don't know how old he is, but I think he's pretty old.
Hey, you know where I went last week?
No, where'd you go?
To the Mel Tiller School of Broadcasting. That's why I talk the way I do.
What do you mean? So I think it was Mel and Merle who got together on that great country song. It's been a hard day today. I need an easy one tonight. That's not a bad one. Other great tune off that same album is Lay Back Down and Love Me and Leave the Leaving for Later On. And the one I like the best of all is, if practice makes perfect, I'm leaving you perfect this time.
Definitely,
I think that's a pretty good one,
I'm at the supermarket with crowds of coffee lovers waiting to get the new Melitta coffee-making filter that makes coffee easy like instant, faster than perk, and better than both every time. The filter comes with 10 filter papers, a measuring spoon, and it's all free with specially wrapped red, white, and green cans of delicious Melitta coffee. Look for this free Melitta offer at your supermarket, but hurry! With crowds like this, supplies won't last.
Okay, pardon me. Get the crowd out. On special this week at the Star Market and featured at Purity Supreme, Capital Supers, and Johnny's Foodmaster stores. Now, that sounds a little strange to me. That sounds like, it's set up on the front lawn right next to the lemonade stand. For Boston today, it'll be just a fine one, particularly in the morning. Clouds creeping in by afternoon for a few showers today. High of 45 or 50, partial clearing and a little bit colder tonight. Ed Walsh has returned with an update. We were probably out of the room when Jordan and I were chatting about it. Today is Merle Haggard's birthday, and he had mentioned Mel Tillis. Do you know the interesting story about Mel?
Mel is a guy who stutters.
Well, he stutters when he speaks, but never when he sings. And I did not know that. That has to do something with his therapy. It has never happened to him when he sings the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I'd throw that in. I had no
idea. I knew that already.
No other way. Oh, you already did?
In fact, he has a song right now about Send Me Back to Tucson or something like that.
Or Drop Kick Me Jesus to the Goalpost of Life.
That may be
another one of the ones.
Here's a WRKO News update. The strike by faculty members and clerical workers at BU is in its second day today. Only about half the scheduled classes at BU met yesterday. The House Ways and Means Committee has approved a 4% cap on taxes for Massachusetts cities and towns. More than 200 students at Tufts University had to evacuate their four-story dormitory this morning during a fire in a trash bin. And a quick survey of congressional leaders shows the president's proposed tax on excessive oil company profits will have a rough time gaining passage on Capitol Hill. Complete details on these stories on the hour. 68 Sports, the Sox weekend in Cleveland tomorrow and Sunday, savoring a nifty 7-1 opening day win over the Indians yesterday at Fenway. Dennis Eckersley earned all the money yesterday. So did Jim Rice, Dewey Evans, and Fred Lynn, who all homered. And so did Bob Montgomery and Jack Brohammer, who collected three hits each. After the game, in manager Don Zimmer's office, Zim was visited by the Fourth Estate, the Knights of the Keyboard, Boston sports reporters, including our Bill Rossi, and a female reporter. A stunned Zim looked wide-eyed and said,
"It's the first one.
Is it?
First one for me.
How do you feel about it?
About you being the first one?
Mm-hmm. No, about women in the locker room.
I don't put the okay on it. The boss did, and whatever he says is good enough for me.
What, do you have an opinion of your own?
Huh? Do what?
Do you have an opinion about
Glad
it?
Glad to have you.
You mean that?
Glad to have you. Oh, my God. I got my clothes on.
The lady didn't give her name, and Bill Rossi says nobody asked for it. Tonight, the Celtics play their next-to-last game of the season. They host the Denver Nuggets. The Bruins play their last regular season game Sunday at the Garden. Last night, the Sabres humbled the Bees 9-3. More sports within 15 minutes. Now, direct from RKO Commuter Control, Roger Allen.
Holy mackerel, traffic is really heavy out there now. Drive defensively, gang, and you'll make it to your destination today. No breakdowns, no accidents reported at this minute, but it sure is heavy and slow in the expressway. Stop and go past Furnace Brook Parkway and from Granite Ave right up to the Neponset on-ramp. You'll slow down at the Freeport Street lights at Morrissey Boulevard now, too. Star on Memorial Drives are crowded. Pike Extension, that's bumper to bumper right now en route to South Station. They're backed up more than halfway back to the Airport Road from the entrance to the Sumner Tunnel. And on the lower deck of 93, backed up more than halfway back to Sullivan Square. Man, it's heavy. Public transportation rolling in on time if you want to fake them all out. Now direct from the National Weather Service, here's WRKO's friend, Jordan Rich.
Button up your spring overcoat today because it's going to feel pretty nippy out there later on. Right now, the temp here at Logan is 45 degrees, and that's just about as far as it will go today. The wind will become gusty out of the west by late morning, increasing cloudiness with a chance of a few light showers around noontime or maybe a little after, and it will get chilly later on this afternoon, so you'll feel the difference. Windy and cold tonight with generally clear skies, the low in the mid-20s. Sounds like a good one tomorrow. Also sounds more like a March day. Sunny and brisk, the high temp only around 40 degrees with more of that strong northwest wind. Then on Sunday, more beautiful sunshine and a high temperature of about 50. So it's a fine weekend for a change. Direct from the National Weather Service, this is Jordan Rich for WRKO.
Good morning, Miss McDonald's counter lady. I want to make the most of my morning.
How commendable.
You're the one.
At McDonald's, we serve you fast, so you get extra time each morning. Enjoy fresh scrambled eggs with sausage and hash browns and still have time to do the things you like. Well, then, what would you like? Hotcakes?
Hockey?
Scrambled eggs?
Needlepoint?
Orange juice?
Jogging?
This isn't going well.
Do what you want to do. Still have breakfast nice and hot at McDonald's.
Jaywalking,
hash brown,
gin rain.
I do it all for you.
Journey Van Dyke,
WRKO at 3 minutes till 8. Van Dyke and Company, 42 degrees and sunshine in Boston.
I can see clearly now.
WRKO, a little reggae music from Johnny Nash, Charlie Van Dyke and Company. Good morning. It's 42 degrees. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll have another shot at the magic license plate foo-fa. Ned Martin will be reporting, and Ed Walsh is coming up in just a minute.
Fact, the greatest threat to your car's engine is friction. Fact, friction creates engine wear, constantly grinding down the moving parts of your car's engine. Fact, the black motor oil, Arco Graphite, reduces friction better than any other leading motor oil. Why? Arco Graphite has two lubricants, premium motor oil plus anti-friction graphite, that actually clings to your engine's moving parts, giving them lasting protection against friction. Better protection than with any other leading motor oil. That's why it's a fact that Arco Graphite reduces engine wear better than any other leading motor oil. And it's also a fact that Arco Graphite is competitively priced with other leading motor oils. Arco Graphite. It's a fact, not friction.
Now listen to this. You can get a free oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of Arco Graphite motor oil at participating Arco stations and retail stores. So whether you change your own oil or have someone else do it, ask for the free oil filter at a participating retail outlet. Offer good through June 30th.
Okay, one more quick one. What's your name?
Irene.
Irene, tell us your favorite.
What did the farmer say to his tractor when the wheel fell off?
What did the farmer say to his tractor when the wheel fell off? I give up.
You took a fine time to leave me, loose wheel.
Oh.
That'll start your day off right.
WRKO Boston, it's 8 o'clock.
A couple of university strikes topping the news this morning, Charlie. At Boston University, teachers are in the second day of their walkout. Professors joined by clerical and library workers on the picket lines yesterday. No better than half the hundreds of classes at BU held yesterday. The teachers perplexed by the trustees' refusal to ratify the contract the administration already approved.
Our position is very simple. We have ratified the contract. The ball is in their court.
Faculty union spokesman Patrick Jackson. At Brandeis, more than half the 3,000 students stayed away from classes yesterday in a protest over the school's investment in companies doing business with South Africa. That protest is due to continue today. At Tufts, 200 students were forced out of their dormitory this morning after a minor fire. Nobody seriously hurt. The president has warned the nation the energy crisis is real, very real.
This is a painful step, and I'll give it to you straight. Each of us will have to use less oil and pay more for it.
Jimmy Carter announcing a phase-out of oil price controls. That will boost the price of gasoline about 15 cents over the next 28 months. The extra cost to encourage conservation and the development of alternative energy sources, and a windfall tax for the oil industry to make certain they don't reap undeserved profits.
I will demand that they use their new income to develop energy for America, and not to buy such things as department stores and hotels, as some have done in the past.
But some congressional leaders say the windfall tax plan will have a tough time getting through the Congress. WRKO News Time 8:02.
It's Harriet again. It was over a year ago during the great blizzard of 78 that we offered a total 8-piece early American living room for $798. If you remember, I asked you to picture the 40-inch extra high-back sofa against your living room wall. Then visualize the matching love seat on the adjacent wall. In the corner, imagine the matching chair. Then place a solid pine drop leaf cocktail table in front of the sofa and two matching solid pine end tables at either end. Now let there be light. We'll place a pair of solid pine decorator lamps on each end table and voila, a total 8-piece living room for just $798. But this was over a year ago, and I don't have to tell you what's happened to prices since then. But now, once again, Puritan is offering the same total 8-piece early American living room for, would you believe, the same incredible low price, $798. Buy now and lay away free for up to a year. Puritan Furnitures in Stoneham and Norwood. We're there every night till 9.
The House Ways and Means Committee has approved a 4% cap on taxes for local cities and towns next year. The governor wants a solid tax cap with spending frozen at last year's level. Lots of opposition to that, like the Massachusetts Teachers Association.
We reject the King tax cap because it will cause massive layoffs of thousands of public employees and a tremendous increase in unemployment in this commonwealth.
That's MTA President Dr. William Hebert. The hour of the scheduled electrocution of John Lewis Evans has now passed. Last night at the 11th hour, Supreme Court Justice William Rehnquist ordered a stay of the execution for 1 week on an appeal from Evans' mother. John Carroll is the attorney for the killer's mother.
He simply simply decided that the matter needed consideration by the full court, and that's what he did. He gave us a week's stay of execution pending resolution by the full court.
As for Evans, who contends he wants to die, the reaction was hard to decipher. Father Kevin Degnan is the prison priest who spent yesterday with Evans.
He came to the doors, the bars of the cell, put his hands on the bars, and they gave him the official news, and he began to cry. Very rarely Johnny cries.
But in South Africa, despite clemency appeals from Jimmy Carter, other foreign leaders, and the UN Security Council, a young black nationalist convicted of terrorist attacks against whites was hanged before dawn this morning. 68 Sports, with opening day a happy memory, a 7-1 win for the good guys. The Sox hit the road this weekend, spending tomorrow and Sunday in Cleveland. Danny Eckersley still doesn't have that $2.5 million contract inked. All anybody knows, there's a stumbling block somewhere. The Celtics have two more regular season games to go, the next to last tonight when they play the Nuggets at the Garden. The Bruins play their last game Sunday at home against Toronto. Last night, the Sabres beat them 9-3. More sports within 15 minutes. WRKO News Time, 8:05.
You can climb a mountain, drive in deepest snow, go a lot of places where cars cannot go, carry more than a wagon without your axles dragging, and have more pull for any kind of tow. International Scouts, anything less is just a car.
International Scout, made for whatever the outdoors has to offer. Hunting, camping, fishing, towing, and touring. Built to carry more than a wagon where no wagon can. Get to know the fun and excitement of four-wheel drive in your choice of four Scout models for $79. Scout 2, Terra Pickup, Traveler, or the high-performance Baja Champ, the Scout SS2. Take a test drive at your local Scout dealer now and see for yourself why anything less is just a car. Stop in at Tuck's Truck Sales, Hudson, or International Harvester Company, Roxbury. It's not every day that youth get a chance to compete, especially talented youth who are looking toward the Olympics as their future goal. Please support one of Boston's number one track clubs, the Cooper Striders. For contribution information, call 445-1813. Now direct from RKO Commuter Control, Roger Allen.
You name the road, it's crowded, neighbors, at this minute on this sunshiny Friday. No breakdowns or accidents, though, and don't you become one. In town from the south, slow moving but flowing well along the Southeast Expressway. There's one dunderhead in a red sedan who's coming inbound on the pike, and he's changing lanes like he can't make up his mind. Watch this guy. It only takes one, right? From the North Shore, let's see, Route 93, that's carrying heavy traffic, but just the normal slowdowns and backups. From the west, the Turnpike Authority reports no problems, just backups at the toll booths. Public transportation's rolling and on time, and flight operations at Logan are normal. Speaking of Logan, here's the operator at the National Weather Service, Jordan Rich.
It's April 6th, and a touch of winter returns. Cold air moving back into the region with the west wind increasing to 20 to 30 miles per hour this morning. We've got a terrific start with sunshine, but clouds are moving in this morning. It just may be a few light showers by late morning or early afternoon as the colder air arrives. Now, the high temperature this afternoon, only around 42 degrees. Temperatures will generally rest in the 30s. Very windy tonight and cold, a low of 25 degrees to the north and west of Boston, around 32 along the immediate coast. A fine weekend coming up, although tomorrow will be windy and cool, a high of only 40 degrees, but who cares? Plenty of sunshine and a few fair weather clouds. On Sunday, bright and beautiful, sunshine and a high in the upper 40s to about 50 degrees. Direct from the National Weather Service, this is Jordan Rich for WRKO.
And right now in Boston, it is 46 degrees. This is Ed Walsh, 68 News and Information. Now from WRKO, Van Dyke and Company.
Thank you, Ed. It's 8 minutes after 8, and a special good morning to Haverhill today, named an All-American City by the National Municipal League. Congratulations to Haverhill. Here comes the sister, greatest dancer on RKO.
He's the greatest dancer.
WRKO. Sister Sledge with Charlie Van Dyke and Company. She must go to some of those clubs in Revere. Sister Sledge. Isn't she that one who can balance a broom in her navel? I think we were talking about her last night. It's about 11 minutes after 8 o'clock with a beautiful day, and Jordan Rich, I guess, to thank for that.
You're welcome. Wait a minute. Somebody on the phone. Hold on.
What could that be? Always getting calls.
Hello?
Oh, the other line's ringing, too. I can't believe
another
it.
Another joke. I can't believe it. Hold on a minute. Yes. Oh, goodness. They're out there
well,
today,
there goes
Charlie.
Line,
more
line
jokes.
Line three coming. Is coming in, too.
Yeah, three lines. It's incredible.
Never stops, does it?
It's the hotline, as a matter of fact.
I think one way to finally end up all this joke nonsense is with the information that a real magic show will play the John Hancock Mall for the 9th year, and that's the array of Quicker Than I Magic Stars. Doesn't give the date on this one, which is too bad, but Henny Youngman is the MC, and that's nobody will top his one-liners ever.
One of my favorite Henny Youngman jokes ever. Henny Youngman comes into a restaurant and the customer says, don't you think this steak you served is a little thin? And the waiter says, don't be silly. If the steak was any thicker, you couldn't see the picture on the plate.
I'll call you for the weather in a minute.
America, the world is waiting.
Healthy spaces, glowing faces, a life that's full of life.
Your world is waiting, and Visa is there.
You're traveling, you're moving, you're giving more to life.
Today you're into action. Your world explodes with energy.
Little leaguers at the ballpark.
Come on, the Hall of Fame. Trying out a brand new putter to help your game.
A bet fix the job the day break.
Mixed doubles afternoon. Canoeing in the evening by the moon.
Wherever life is good, you're making it better. And Visa is there in 120 countries around the world. Traveling, shopping, and cash, Visa is the most widely recognized name in the world. Visa, we're keeping up with you.
WRKO, 13 minutes after 8, 46 degrees at Government Center. And what's up for today, Jordan?
Well, it's been a terrific morning, Charlie. What can you say? But some clouds entering the picture right now. Just the chance of a few light showers or a sprinkle by noontime or maybe early this afternoon. Then it's going to turn windy and very cold. It's windy right now, but it's going to be very, very cold this afternoon. Temperatures dipping down to the 30s. And then tonight, low of 25, which is wintry. Tomorrow, the weekend looks pretty good. Sunshine all weekend long, but cool temps generally in the low 40s. And that's the story.
It's always coming up. All right, well, today's a few things. We've just been so busy on these bad jokes, we missed a couple of important things.
Oh, we certainly have.
You were mentioning something about defensive driving week is starting up.
That's right. Sunday is, and I hope Roger is listening to this, defensive driving week begins. You know, there's many things you can do. For instance, when backing down the freeway, always stay at least five car lengths in front of the car behind you, which is always important.
Always, yes, yes, of course. Of course, you know, what you can do in anticipation of defensive driving week is go ahead and hit somebody today. You know, get that out of the way.
That way there, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Traffic's kind of slow this morning, though.
Yeah.
It's so slow you can hear what the hitchhikers call you as you don't stop to get them up. And what else is coming up?
Well, tomorrow, and this is in, I hope Bill Rossi is listening to this, because he's, what, he has a sore throat or something?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and tomorrow.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was more tragic than that.
Really?
Yeah, he got rolled last night about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the only way they could get him home is to roll him.
Tomorrow is World Health Day, Charlie.
Pardon me?
And now Bill Rossi is really kicking himself because he didn't spend the extra money to have that extra tonsil taken out. I knew it was...
WRKO is giving away over $10,000 in cash and prizes, including a brand new Fiat Strada. To get your share, keep listening. Later this hour, we'll ask you to qualify by telling us what real or fictitious person owns this personalized license plate.
Ah, it's an easy one. 3XLADY. Got it? 3XLADY. And in the next 20 minutes or so, I'll have a clue to help you identify the owner of that license plate for your share of more than $10,000 in prizes, including a new car. You can see the new Fiat Strada on display at Miller's Automotive Sports Center, Arlington, European Motors of Beverly, and Ken Shana Auto Sales in the all-American city of Haverhill. You can qualify later this hour on 68.
Charlie Van Dyke, WRKO.
WRKO, Van Dyke and Company at 18 minutes after 8. Like that one. That's French Kiss and Bob Welch. He was with Fleetwood Mac prior to this. Some clouds in the morning and then a chance of a few showers in the afternoon with highs about 45 to 50 degrees. It's 46 degrees at Government Center. And here it is Friday, getaway day. I just kind of wanted to give you a thought for the day. It's something my dad taught me years and years ago. It's always kind of helped me get through life. And I just thought we'd take, you know, one brief, serious moment and share it with you. Never put off until tomorrow what you can postpone indefinitely. And that's really helped me. It's okay. You're welcome. You ever feel that you couldn't walk into a car showroom and say, just looking, thank you? You ever feel that you couldn't just walk out, that you had to drive out? Do you ever feel pressured to take a model you didn't want because a dealer didn't have the model you did want? You don't have to feel that way when you deal with the Central New England Fiat dealers. You can walk in, you can say, just looking, and then look to your heart's content. But any car you want to, or all of their cars if you want to. They're European performance sedans. The Brava, the Strada. They're classic Europeana sports cars. The X19, the Spider 2000. And you can walk right out without taking any car for a test drive unless you want to. And if you do, well, see the Fiat that you like, you'll get exactly what you want. The model, color, options, you'll never be pressured to take anything else. Not at your Central New England Fiat dealers. They deal with you the way you want to be dealt with. Test drive a Fiat Strada today and get a free baseball while supplies last at Fitchburg Motor Sales Incorporated in Fitchburg and North Shore Auto Imports Incorporated in Lynn. It is 19 past the hour. Time for Ed Waltz with an update. What's going on this morning?
Well, here is a WRKO News update. Charlie, contract talks between BU and its striking faculty members will be renewed this weekend. More than 200 Tufts students had to evacuate their dormitory this morning when fire broke out. A quick survey of congressional leaders shows the president's proposed tax on excessive oil company profits will have a rough time on Capitol Hill. Three 18-year-old Somerville boys, including the son of a firefighter, awaiting another hearing next week after pleading innocent to charges. They set that $500,000 fire at Somerville High. 68 Sports, with a couple of exceptions, it was all cheers at Fenway yesterday. The exceptions were for Governor Ed King, who threw out the first ball of 79, and Red Sox manager Don Zimmer when he was introduced. Those guys on the receiving end of the Bronx cheer, catcalls, and boos. We don't know how the governor feels, but WRKO's Bill Rossi talked with Zimmer about it.
Don, what'd you think about the hometown reception?
For the club?
Yeah.
Why, sure, great.
How about your own?
Great. I think everybody loves me around here.
It seems there are still plenty of fans who blame Zim, not the players, for losing the pennant last year. The Celtics, mercifully, only have two more games to play this miserable season, the next to last tonight at the Garden against the Denver Nuggets. The Bruins play their last game of the season Sunday night, hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs. All-America Larry Bird expected to visit Boston this weekend. He'll be accompanied by his attorney, Bob Wolf. Wolf says negotiations for Bird services might take quite some time and lots of money. More sports and Ned Martin within 15 minutes. Now, direct from RKO Commuter Control, Roger Allen.
Got a two-car accident on VFW Parkway in Center Street in Jamaica Plain now. Watch out for that. Driver ran out of gas northbound on the expressway by Mass Ave. Gas is on the way, and he'll be gone in a matter of minutes, too. Besides that, just heavy and slow out there everywhere. The backup's two-thirds of the way back to Sullivan Square from the lower deck of 93. Just about the same way at the Sumner Tunnel entrance. On the Pike, normally poke-along time from the Alston Toll Booths to the South Station Tunnel, and the Gilmore Bridge is carrying slow-moving traffic at this hour, and the McGrath and O'Brien Highway, that's the scene of bunching traffic up through the lights in Somerville and again through Leechmere Square. That's it. Now direct from the National Weather Service at Loken International Airport, here's Jordan Rich.
I'm sure most people are familiar with that song by Chuck Mangione, It Feels So Good. Well, if anything captures the spirit of this morning, the name of that tune sure does. Pretty fine out there with the clouds slowly creeping in. There may be a few sprinkles early this afternoon as some colder air enters the picture, but nothing to worry about. The wind will become gusty out of the west later this morning, and you'll have to hold on to your hats all day long. The high temperature will occur this morning, about 45 or so. Later this afternoon, the mercury will fall back down to the 30s, then pretty chilly tonight and still a bit cloudy. The low temp in the mid-20s and rather windy as well. Tomorrow, look for lots of sunshine and some fair weather clouds. The high in the 40-degree range with a strong northwest wind. And on Sunday, more fine weather. Bright golden sunshine and a high up near 50. Milder and less windy on Sunday as well. Direct from the National Weather Service, this is Jordan Rich for WRKO.
Why Bill Rossi didn't want to appear today. He's embarrassed. He's shy.
Yeah, why?
Well, last night he slept on a foam rubber pillow and erased his hair, and he just doesn't want to be seen. It's 22 after 8. Wings on WRKO. Too tired for love. Broadcasting Company. It's 26 after 8 o'clock. Clue is coming up. First, a little memory flogger from the Supremes.
Airchecks.com.